A couple of miles outside Tunbridge, set amongst rolling fields and just up a little track from the main road, lies All Saints Church in the village of Chewdley. It dates back to before the Doomsday Book, and it has a brickwork tower. It's quite short, with a weather vane on top, but that's not the reason why I'm here. It's for the windows. The vicar is the Reverend Jeremy Ive.
Welcome.
So you're going to give us a tour of All Saints Church and the particularly spectacular Marc Chagall windows. Wow.
Is this the first time you've been here?
I've been here before, but that was on a day when there were quite a few people here. Just to be here, me and you. It's quite phenomenal. I've got windows that you would never really expect to see in a church. It's a cross between modern art, and yet it has a timeless feel to them as well. And they're all the way round the church. Every side of the church has one of these spectacular windows made by Marc Chagall. This must be a really inspirational place to work.
It is, absolutely. It's a huge privilege to be able to worship here and experience the transcendence of God reflected through the glass.
Now, the reason we have these amazing windows by the Russian-French artist Marc Chagall is because of a tragedy. Sarah Davignol Goldsmith, she unfortunately died just at the age of 21 in a yachting accident in the early 60s. And it was her parents who got in contact with Marc Chagall and asked him to create a window, and it's the one I'm looking at now.
Yes, Sarah, who had sadly been drowned, had visited the Hadassah windows, not in situ, but in Paris, where they were being displayed prior to being installed eventually in Jerusalem. And so I think her parents remembered that, and so went to Chagall to commission him to do the east window.
And he was initially reluctant to do it. It took a little bit of persuasion to get him to create this masterpiece.
His friend Henri Matisse had already done one, so perhaps there was some incentive to try and do that. And he had, in fact, contributed to a number of cathedrals and chapels as well.
The tribute to Sarah that we can see before us, there's Jesus on the cross, and there's horses, there's angels, and also images of the sea.
Yes, you can see, I think, Sarah sadly drowning, but also the figure of Christ up there on the cross, and the figure climbing the ladder on the right-hand side towards Christ, surrounded by his angels. And I think there's a picture of her mother also, with the two children, the two daughters.
And it was an Anglo-Jewish family, the Davignol Goldschmidts as well, so the perfect artist to choose, really.
Yes, indeed, yes. Sir Henry Davignol Goldschmidt, of course, was from a Jewish family, and they had bought the large house of Summerhill nearby, and so that was how they had the connection with this church.
What's been the reaction of people who walk in here for the first time? Because mine was, wow, but do you ever have people who say, this is too modern for a church?
Possibly, and I think there may have been some resistance to Chagall's glass coming in the first place. But I think once you get used to it, it is very powerful. And I think people come from all over the world and are amazingly drawn to it.
Now, I've been sent quite a few pictures already by people around the county of their stained glass windows, and we're still welcoming them in. We're forming a gallery of all these amazing stained glass windows. But these are particularly unique because you're actually at eye level with them. Apart from the east window, the memorial to Sarah, they're all very much at eye level. You can see all the scratches, all the marks, all the detail without having to squint too much.
Yes, that's true. And it also provides a whole achievement. So it starts there in the corner with the Garden of Eden. I think if you move this way a little bit, we can see I'm standing next to the font, but looking now towards what is the west end. And you can see Adam and Eve with the forbidden fruit. And so it goes all the way through the panoply of creation with the different animals and figures and symbols round. And then, of course, the east window is the crucifixion scene. And then as you walk, look towards the south, you see these two large yellow-dominated windows.
Yes, because there's a lot of blue in the majority of the windows, but then you've got these windows as you come through the door, flanking the door on both sides, and that's where the yellow colours come in.
Yes, and I think that was a symbol of the resurrection. So it provides the whole great story of salvation, starting from the fall in the garden and creation all the way through the death of Christ and then resurrection.
And Chagall was working on it for the remainder of his life once he'd taken that commission. He turned up, what, in 1967 and looked around and said, well, this is magnificent. I'm going to do them all.
Yes, that's right. C'est magnifique. Je ferai les tous. Yes, indeed, he said that. That was at the installation of the east window. Then it took quite a while for all the windows to be installed because there was a little bit of controversy, putting it mildly, but they did eventually get put in. But just after his death, finally, the final chancel windows were put in then. There was some difficulty because there were already some Victorian, very nice Victorian windows there in the chancel, in fact, by Emma Boscawen. But those were then moved to be displayed in the vestry, and that solved that problem just after Chagall's death.
That's sad, because it is truly a masterpiece, well worth coming along. The fact you can even see his name etched in some pieces of glass. There he is, I can see Chagall. And it's like nothing I've seen in a church before. Brilliant selection of lights, colour. Picasso said that nobody understood colour better than Chagall, and you can see that. Even on this grey, late winter, early spring day, there's still light flooding in all over and different sheens of colour in different parts of the church. Wonderful place to be.
Yes, indeed. It's a great privilege to be here worshipping and experiencing the love of God through Christ and the hope of the resurrection which he offers.
I tell you what, Jeremy, should we go look at the Victorian stained glass windows as well? I feel we're neglecting them otherwise. I'm feeling quite bad for the artists who put those together.
Switching the light and you come on.
Well, you've got light boxes illuminating them. Yes, a lot more traditional. These are the kind of ones you'd see very much in a Victorian church. And there we have
the four evangelists, the four writers of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, with their symbolic figures there, the ox, the lion, the man and the eagle, representing the four evangelists. And then you've got Paul with his sword, of course.
That's a big sword that he's got.
Yes, well, that's what he was executed with by tradition. And so, because he was a Roman citizen, he was executed by the sword, not otherwise, in Rome.
Well, two very contrasting sets of stained glass windows. Certainly, if this has whetted your appetite for the BBC Radio Kent Lent course, you certainly want to come along here to Chudeley, just outside Tunbridge, All Saints Church. Jeremy, what days are you open? Are you welcome for people to just pop in, or do you need to make an appointment?
No, every day we're open from 9:30 to, well, it depends when it closes, be it in winter or summer. But do check on the website first, www.tudeley.org, and you'll see the visiting times. Mm. And yes, do pop in, and it is open mostly during the day.
And check the weather forecast, because I've come on quite a grey, cloudy day. And I was a little bit reticent when I first came here, thinking, oh no, I'm not going to see them in all their spectacle. But that east window, it looks like it's moving. It's so detailed and just so vivid. A wonderful place to be.
Good, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and hope that many can come and appreciate the beauty, but also I think those who are bereaved or praying about something hard find it a great place of solace just to come and be.
Yeah, it offers a lot of hope and a lot of beauty at the
it
same
does.
Time.
Indeed.
Jeremy, thank you very much for being part of Sunday Breakfast on BBC Radio Kent. I'm going to have a look around now myself, you know, a little bit of quiet. Rather than talking about it, just look at it. But in the meantime, this is Phil Harrison for BBC Radio Kent at All Saints in Chudeley.